Now, Sane, we'll start with you. You're from Tambray Primary School. You won the years 1 to 3 category, is that right?
Yes.
For both the photo and the story award.
Mm-hmm.
And Tyler, you're from Karratha Primary School. What did you win?
I won the photo competition.
Okay, and that was for years 4 to 7?
Yep.
Okay. Tane, I guess we'll start with you first. Now, what place did you choose to write about and take photos of?
Kuyapuya.
Where is that?
Out in the bush.
You've got a great photo there of it. Can you just explain to me what the photo is actually all about there? It looks like it's mounted on canvas. What do you see there in that photo?
Well, a broken roof and bricks.
Yeah, it's amazing. So you took that photo yourself?
Yes.
Okay. What is it that you like about that place in particular?
Because it's old.
Yeah. Makes you feel special when you're there, I guess. And is there a fair bit of rubbish and graffiti out there?
Yes.
Okay. And a pretty good feeling for you to win the competition?
Mm.
Did you find out for the first time last night?
Yes.
And did you jump up and down on your seat?
No.
Very dignified in your win there. So had you been to Kuyapuya a fair bit before you did this? You did?
Mm.
And have you got a story there for us?
Yes.
Would you like to read it?
Our trip to Kuyapuya. We went to Kuyapuya in Dad's four-wheel drive. It is at the back of the dam. Dad said that Kuyapuya used to be a station for cows and sheep. He said that the government told them,
the people
that used to live there, to leave because it was the Water Authority's property. It was the water overflow area for the dam. We were going to go camping there, but I was too sick, so we had lunch, then took lots of photos.
It's a family effort here. I'm enjoying it. This is Tane and his mum.
I was glad that we didn't go camping there because it didn't look that nice with all the graffiti and the rubbish and wrecked stuff, like the buildings, I felt sad. All of the paths got ripped up because people wanted them for their garden.
Yep.
We think that the wallpaper was someone's or a kid's bedroom. It was all ripped. The kitchen was where they cooked. Mum said the workers ate in the kitchen. We saw someone had made a fire on the floor, and we saw glass bottles near the sink. People should not make campfires on the floor and leave their rubbish. The generator, the well and the birdhouse was my most favourite thing. I hope the generator doesn't get wrecked anymore because I really liked the look of it. People should not wreck it anymore and don't leave any rubbish. Bye, Tane 1.
Tane, that is a valiant effort. And Mum as well. Say g'day there, Mum.
Hi. Yeah.
That's really well done, guys. We are in the presence of genius this morning. These are the winners of the Shire of Roeburn's Competition Awards. It's all about heritage. Now, we've just heard Tane's story. We're going to hear from Tyler. What did you choose to take photos of and write about?
The staircase to the moon at Hearson's Cove.
What is it that you like about that?
It's nice and I like going swimming there.
Okay, so what did you... Imagine if somebody was looking at the photos for the first time, what would you like them to learn about that place from the photos?
That it's like a really nice place and we should keep it for the future.
Yeah, okay, so a bit of a conservation message there. All right, now you didn't bring your photo in today or...?
No.
Okay, so if you could describe it for us, is it of the actual... of the moon reflecting on the water?
Yep.
All right then. Well, congratulations, Tane, Tyler. Thank you both for coming and making the time in your busy schedules of class today to come and explain your stories to us.
Thank you.
No worries. There we go. I hope you enjoyed that. We've had some good feedback from one of our talkback callers who says he wants the kids to come in once a week. That's Mike in Port Hedland. Now, we do have one more winner on the phone there. I've got Anahera Hinaki. Hello, Anahera.
Hi.
How are you going?
Good.
Now, what did you enter in the competition?
I went to my a story. It's called Where Have the Turners Gone?
Okay. Now, what grade are you in?
Five.
Let's hear it, hey?
Okay. Back in the days, white and black people had very strict rules. They had different schools which only black people or white people could go to. The Turners used mud and stone to make their house in Roeburn. Mr. Turner built his house back in 1880, but now it is run down and there are holes in the wall and there are trees and grass growing through the house. The black people were treated like slaves. They did not have that much food either. They did not... to live, they had to steal sheep. Then they went to jail. They were whipped and beaten really bad. The end.
And it had a beautiful... And how does that story make you feel?
Really good. It's just, to see the house and all that, it's all like, gone and all that.
Now, you live in Roeburn. I know that you've sort of looked at this house and thought this is somewhere that you want people to know about. It's interesting, though, that your story took a more personal sort of look at the stone house. How often would you go past that place?
I've been past it a few times and, it's just the same every time we go there and all that.
Okay, then. And any plans for any more stories soon?
I don't know. Maybe I'll enter in the same thing next year.
Well, congratulations, mate. And it's great to see you getting the stories of the Northwest out there into the world.
Yeah.
You have a great day.
Thank you.
And I had a Hinaki there from Roeburn.